Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, your hand stretches out the timeline of history as your hand writes your will across time. Prophecies given years before fulfilled time and time again. Now words of the Son's second coming at an hour unknown are before our eyes. May we be prepared. May we look forward with the greatest of hope for that day, that glorious day, when your Son comes again. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 24, as Matthew begins writing here, the setting is Jesus walking away from the temple in Jerusalem. And as he is departing, Jesus calls his disciples to look at all the buildings, to see the temple and everything that is there. See them all. Jesus told them about a day of destruction that will come. Destruction to the temple that was coming, such that every stone will be thrown down. According to Matthew, they, the disciples, were silent, perhaps silent at his words that the temple in all its wonder would be gone. Too hard to fathom. But later on, at the Mount of Olives, the disciples came and asked, "Tell us, when will this happen? What will be the sign of your coming at the end of the age?" Jesus then speaks about how history will unfold in the years to come. Jesus begins to lay out before them the signs, all the different signs that would be coming, wars and rumors of wars, nation against nation, famines, earthquakes, persecutions, false Christs. Yet the gospel of Jesus Christ and his kingdom will be preached to the nations, to the whole world as a testimony. Daniel's prophecy will be fulfilled. More false Christs and false prophets performing great signs and miracles will come. Wickedness will increase as love grows cold. Hatred increases, and great distress, too. Many reasons to turn to despair. Still, I call you to hope. Not despair, but I call you to hope for the coming things. Did you hear, buried in the middle of all the signs of destruction and all the rumors of war and distress? Did you hear what was buried in the middle of it there? The sign of great hope. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come." The life-transforming, the life-redeeming gospel of the kingdom of Jesus Christ will spread to all the ends of the earth. From that little group sitting on the Mount of Olives, their testimony about Jesus will eventually reach all around the earth. The message, that special, incredible, redeeming message, takes people from the kingdom of darkness and brings them into the kingdom of light of Jesus Christ. That message will resound strong and endure through all that is to come. That is a powerful hope for you and me. Even more hope, the Son of Man is coming again. Coming with loud trumpet calls, angels abounding in power and glory, just filling and crossing the sky as the Son of Man comes in the clouds. And then the elect will be gathered and to be brought home to be with the Lord our God on his mountain forever. Heaven, earth, they will pass away. But the words of Jesus Christ will never pass away. For Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and he is coming back. Have you ever thought about or contemplated or perhaps never really dawned on you that the first Sunday in Advent is focused on the signs of the end of the age? The day that we light the candle of hope. In the first Sunday of Advent, we light the candle of hope. We are drawn to the signs of the end of the age in the Holy Scriptures. For at the end of the age, Jesus will come in all his glory, all his power. That truly is hope. That truly is hope for sure. Hope is a strong and confident expectation. There is a certainty to it. No wondering if things will come. A certainty knowing they will come. And it is good, full of joy, full of love, full of peace. For Christ is coming to bring about the completion, the resurrection to life eternal with God. For all who believe in Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, sent by the Father to redeem and save. The disciples, as it says, Matthew chapter 24, verse 3, as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Jesus had spoken about the many signs to come, and now Jesus turns his attention to the first half of the disciples' question. When will this happen? Jesus said, Matthew 24, verse 36, no one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. That day, when it is and when it is to come, that day is in the secret of the counsel of the Father alone. But what's rather interesting is then verse 37, Matthew 24, verse 37, Jesus points to Noah and the flood. Matthew chapter 24, verse 37, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Listen to Jesus here and learn a truth. Just as the days of Noah. The account of Noah and the flood begins in Genesis chapter 6. And many tend to discount the reality of Noah and the flood. But here, as Matthew records, Jesus speaks about Noah and the flood as actual history. Actual events from the past to set up a comparison for events that are to come. The world up to Noah's day could not comprehend what Noah was doing or why he was doing it. He was building that ark and they were watching him. They were watching the animals come to be gathered two by two. And the world went on its normal way, increasing in wickedness, even as Noah continued to obey God. I don't know if you caught the science news in 2014. But there's articles, numerous articles about the vast amounts of water below the Earth's surface. Estimates that the vastness of the water below the Earth's surface, held in the crust, in the rocks down there somehow, is enough water to fill the oceans three times over. Genesis chapter 7, verse 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, on the 17th day of the second month, on that day all the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of the heavens were opened. Springs of the deep burst forth, enough water to cover, fill the oceans three times over. It's enough water to cover the whole world. The day did come years ago as those waters rose. People didn't heed the warnings but went on their way each day, indifferent to the signs of the time, eating, drinking, marrying, things of the world, when their attention should have been on the things of God. Noah, why are you building the ark and gathering the animals? God is going to bring judgment and cover the earth with water. Unresponsive, the people went on with their lives, unwatchful. Jesus Christ says to us, don't be like them, unwatchful. Instead, you be watchful, keep watch, because you do not know when the day your Lord will come. Your Lord will come, that is a certainty. Your Lord will come, that is a definite assurance. Don't have to know when, for when does not matter. It could be any time. What matters is that Jesus is coming again. That is a fact, that is a truth to hold on to and find solidness for your faith and hope. That brings joy into all parts of your life. For all who believe Jesus is the Son of God, the Christ, this day that is to come is a day of great joy and exhilaration. Your Lord, your Savior, your Redeemer has come. For those who don't believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the day to come is a day of terrible judgment. For you will be separated and told to depart from the presence of the living God forever into the eternal punishment. For you who don't believe, you can come to faith in Jesus Christ. You can be redeemed. Jesus Christ loves you so much that he gave his life for you. His blood shed on the cross will wash you and clean you and redeem you. The gospel of Jesus Christ can change you. Eternally change you. And change for you the day that is to come. From a terrible day of judgment to a great joy of eternal life with Christ. An eternal difference. An eternal change. Noah and his family were delivered from the judgment of the flood. You can be delivered from the judgment to come. You can have real hope for the life to come. Time is running out. Decide soon to respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Just as the rains came and the groundwaters burst forth in Noah's day, Jesus is coming. And when he comes, he will come either as judge or as Savior. Which would you rather? Him to come as your judge or as your Savior? It all comes down to what have you done about Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Do you believe he is the Christ, the Savior, exactly who he said he is, the Son of God and Redeemer? Or you're going to ignore all he said about himself. You believe he comes as your Savior. to take you home. You don't believe he comes as the judge of the living and the dead. John, Jesus said, as recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 24, I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. Now, brothers and sisters in Christ, you have hope precisely because you have a Redeemer and a Savior in Jesus Christ. You have crossed over from death into life, the life that is found only in Jesus Christ. On that day that he surely is to come, your Redeemer and Savior will be coming for you to bring you to your eternal inheritance, your eternal home with him, along with the Father and the Holy Spirit. A certainty, a hope that will never fail you. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. The day is coming when Christ will return. And it's a day for you to look forward to with the fullness of hope, because it's the day that things will be brought to completion and you will be brought home to your inheritance that is already prepared for you. You have the Holy Spirit given to you as a promise, a seal of that inheritance to come. It's not to be feared, but to be looked forward to with great hope. Because it's Christ coming back for his church. We, brothers and sisters, the bride of Christ. So this blessing be upon you from Romans chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, the very power that dwells in you, beloved of God. Amen. Amen.